the May, then Marty went up there and got her a job, and Janetta went up there to stay till Bob could get back, and I went to Oregon and stayed, I don't know how long I stayed, but anyway, I come back, and Margie come back, and Bob come out of service, and of course, Janetta come back, too, and Margie went to Washington, D.C., and then I went up there and stayed at Washington, D.C., let's see, a little better than 2 months. I was there when that big man died, I can't think of his name. When Eisenhower was sheriff, I watched them bury him on TV. I could have went to the funeral, but I'd have had to attend it to Mike and his baby, and Bob said we'd know more about it. I thought of his name then. He's some big fella, but I forgot what he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the clippings in the paper, but still I forgot what that was. But anyway, I stayed there in Washington better than 2 months, and I went over the second Sunday in May. I went over in Maryland to their big air show, I think is what they called it. Well, I attended that, and I thought of that fella's name again.
I can't think who it would be. I can't remember. That's while Eisenhower was in office?
Yeah, some big... He wasn't general. He is some big fella like some of these we've got now. I can't think of nothing but Bryant. I can't think of his name. Save my life, I can't. And I don't know exactly where my paper is. I'd get up and hunt it. But anyway, I sat there, and then after they buried him and all, me and Bob Allen and Margie went over to the cemetery. I've been to that unknown soldier's grave several times. I went over there after they got him buried and everybody left. One reason we done that was Bob was in the service and he said he didn't want to have to do so much of that saluting, so we waited. And I think he wore civilian clothes and we waited till he hit us.
Well, isn't that something? That's really something. Well, you have really traveled around a lot, didn't you?
Yeah. I've been up and down that highway. Well, used to it, just 101.
Mm-hmm.
From Tijuana, Mexico to Eugene, Oregon.
You have.
And every once in a while somebody comes to tell me something other about Oregon or California, and I told them I'd been there. And the one thing I could tell them, when you got there, you'd either work or go hungry. The choice is all yours. And it's all right for young people that's able to work, you know, and go there and work. But old hoss like I am ain't got a bit of business in the world in California.
Well, I don't know. I tell you, I think it's hard to find work out there, they say now.
Well, I guess it is now. But
so
then,
many have gone out there, you know, now.
Well, I've got a niece out there, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Her family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're in Oregon,
mm-hmm.
but not in California. I've got lots of kin folks in
California.
If I could walk, well, I'd, I'd visit, but
mm-hmm.
I can't walk
mm-hmm.
and, very much.
Mm-hmm.
And my last uncle died so many years ago, and about the last day of July, first of August, I forget which it was. We was having an election down here, and they called me. And I said, "Sarge, his son from Illinois." And I said, "Do you want me to call the Aunt Lucy?" And he said, "Yeah." And so me and Janetta, we just come back over here to town. We knowed Lucy was over here. And hunted Lucy up and told her. And I asked him if I could go. Of course, I knowed when he called me, I could go.